It is a great joy whenever we get to celebrate the new birth of a new baby. But as wonderful as it was the day when little Jaden James was born, today is an even more special day, really. In fact, John Paul II often remarked that the day of his baptism was the greatest day in his life. And so really today, we're here to celebrate a great miracle, that God today chooses this little one to become his adopted son. Now, in our second reading today, the one that continues right after the one that we heard read from St. Paul's letter to Timothy, he makes an interesting kind of counsel to his beloved son, Timothy. Paul is writing to Timothy, who he's sending Timothy off to be a bishop. And he wants him to be aware of the most important thing that it is to be a bishop. And he says, first of all, compete well for the faith. Lay hold of eternal life to which you were called when you made the noble... What is St. Paul talking about there? What is this noble confession in the presence of many witnesses? Paul is talking about baptism. For the early Christians, when you speak of the noble confession, everybody knows what that means. That's when you stand before the community and profess your faith in Christ Jesus and are baptized. To confess, as we say in the Creed, we confess one baptism, is to place our faith in Jesus. Now, we recognize, hopefully in baptism, that this is where we kind of first take our oath, as it will, our confession of faith in Jesus. I am also the chaplain for all the Boy Scouts in the Archdiocese, and I love the Scouts. I've been a Scout for 27 years. I'm an Eagle Scout, and I love the fact that at the beginning of every Scout meeting, for instance, all the Scouts gather, we have everybody stand up, make the Scout sign, and repeat after me the Scout oath. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to help other people at all times, to obey the Scout law, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. And we say the Scout law, and we do that at the beginning of every meeting. It's part of the joining requirements. You have to know that to be a Boy Scout. I think the reason we do that is because we need to be grounded in what makes us all Scouts. It's not primarily camping or things like that. It's this commitment to the Scout oath. That's why every time we come to the church, we begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to remind us that's how we were baptized. That's our oath that we took in baptism. That's why the very first rite that little Jaden experienced today was to have that sign of the cross traced on his forehead. I love the words there. It says, Jaden, we claim you. We claim you for Christ our Savior by the sign of his cross. I like to think of Columbus, you know, sailing across the ocean. When he lands finally in the new land, the first thing he does is he plants the cross on the shore. It says, I claim this land for Christ our Savior. And he plants the flag of Spain and says, I claim this land also for Ferdinand and Isabella. It's saying that there's a stake on this land. The same thing happens to Jaden today. God claims him. It is a day that hopefully throughout his whole life he will be able to look back on and remember when this oath, this claiming first took place. We're especially blessed in our family to be able to celebrate this baptism today here in St. Joseph Church. It is the place where Jaden's mother was baptized, Christine, where Brad and Christine, his parents, got married, where Christine's parents, Dwayne and Peggy, my parents, got married, where the best great-grandparents you could ever hope to meet attend regularly, Howard and Marianne Kennedy. It is a place in which family, for us, is especially present. In fact, when you're baptized, it's not just an individual thing. You're baptized into the church. And I can't help but notice that as I stare up now, Jaden's great-great-great-great-great grandfather and grandmother are up in the main window, and his great-great-great-great-grandparents are up in the other window in the choir loft. Baptisms, family of God, has been taking place in this church for a long time for our family, since the church was built here, really. What a beautiful witness to what God really does today in baptism. He takes Jaden and makes him not just a part of a natural family, but a part of the family of the church, this great society of believers. Notice that that's what Paul told Timothy. This confession that you made, not by yourself, but a confession in the presence of many witnesses. The word for witness, by the way, used in the scriptures is martyrs. To take this confession of faith in the early church would often mean that you would be martyred. That's why St. Paul goes on to tell Timothy, if you want to know how serious this confession of faith is that is required, he holds up Jesus as the example. I charge you before God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate for the noble confession, to keep the commandment without stain or reproach. Jesus shows us what it means to give witness. Jesus stands before Pilate and gives witness to our faith. It really is a life and death kind of seriousness that takes place in our baptism. As I study baptism in the early church, for the baptism of adults, it's very beautiful that in the beautiful darkened baptistry, they would first have those to be baptized renounce Satan, just as we'll do in a few minutes here. But it gives added details. It says that all who were to be baptized faced to the west, the land of darkness, the setting sun, symbolic of Satan and his realm. And it says three times they were asked to renounce Satan and all his works and all his empty promises. And each time it's reported that they yelled their "I renounce" with much gusto, and then they would spit to the west. Now, that's pretty serious. It also means you probably shouldn't stand to the west during a baptism in the early church. Now, we're not gonna do any spitting today, but it does tell us how serious that's got to be. We have to firmly reject Satan because it's not easy. That's why St. Paul reminds Timothy, compete well for the faith. It's not automatic. In fact, you're going to be challenged, tested many times on our baptism. Why do we have to come to confession so often after our baptism? It's because time and time again, although boldly we will say today that yes, we renounce Satan, in point of fact, it won't be too long before we are giving in to all his works and all his empty promises, and we have to turn and make our reject again. We have to renew constantly this oath, just like we do at a Boy Scout meeting. Today, for the first time, for Jaden, his family, the family of God, will make these promises on behalf of him. And while the rejects are important, the next part is really the most important. Because after facing west and spitting and rejecting Satan, everybody would turn around and face east, the land of the rising sun, symbolic of the return of Jesus and glory, the conquering of the kingdom of light over the kingdom of darkness. And there, it says, with much more gusto, they would three times profess their faith in God by saying in Latin, credo, the same word that we get our word creed from. Credo in Latin actually comes from two Latin words, cor and dare. Cor means heart. Dare is the verb meaning to give. So to say credo, I believe, means I give my heart. You see how important that is? Because if we're going to compete, it can't be some kind of wishy-washy, do you believe in God? Yeah, I kind of do. No, like the early Christians and their witness, their martyrdom, we have to be willing to stake our lives on what we're about to say. To say, no, this isn't just a set of teachings that I accept. It's not just a belief or a book in a Bible or some other in the catechism. It's primarily not about written things or books or teachings. What happens with our faith in Jesus is about the heart. We have to, with all our heart, turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. To say yes over and over to Jesus. To each day be willing to give our heart completely to him, even when that is most difficult. One of the rites that Jaden will experience here very shortly is a small rite of exorcism to pray for the departure of the evil spirit, protection, and then we anoint him on his chest with the special oil of catechumens. Just like an athlete competing, as St. Paul says, might, you know, anoint their muscles with oil to get ready for competition, so too we recognize that Jaden in his baptism today will become an athlete of Christ, as the Christians have often had the title. It's not easy to live the Christian faith. And so even in our rites of baptism today, we recognize that all of us in our baptism need strength to fight. We cannot do it on our own. That brings me to one of the most often asked questions As we look at little Jaden today, as cute as he is, I think he gets his cuteness from me, as far as I can tell. But one thing we notice is that we might look at little Jaden and say, you know, this serious profession of faith that's required, he can't do that. I mean, I think he's asleep. I must not be doing very good. Right now, he's asleep. He doesn't even know what's going on. We might rightly say, how can we baptize Jaden? He can't make a profession of faith. I think to baptize a little baby is quite possibly the most beautiful example of what baptism is really all about. Because even for adults who do have to make that profession of faith, baptism is not about what we do. Yes, we are required to profess our faith in God if we have the use of reason. But that's not why we're baptized. It's not a reward for our faith that Jesus saves us. Rather, it's through nothing that we've done to earn salvation. Cute as he is, little Jaden can't do much yet but scream and sleep and then get up and scream some more and then poop and eat and drive his parents crazy. Nothing in that says that he is worthy of a gift of eternal life. And precisely because we're so weak and we can't do it, God swings down and says, I claim you. All of us, when we come to the font, we have to come like little children. We come before God saying, God, we can't do it. We really can't do much on our own at all. In fact, without God's grace, we can't do anything. And God says, I know. That's how I designed you. Now I claim you. You are mine. And he gives us the grace that we need. That's why today is such a miraculous day. No, Jaden can't do anything on his own. But I keep on my wall a picture of my own baptism, which took place right there. And I've got my mom on the wall holding me, and like I can't do anything. My mom had to carry me and bring me to the font. And that's how we're all called to be before God, to allow ourselves to be placed in the hands of our mother, the church, brought before this community, claimed by God, and flooded with his grace. We can't ever forget that day. Now, I know Jaden will not forget this day because he will be reminded of it often, but we should all be reminded of something that Pope Emeritus Benedict asked us to do, to make a pilgrimage this year to the church of our baptism. That's why I scheduled this baptism here, so we could just knock that out of the way for a good chunk of our family. We were actually here earlier on the anniversary mass for baptisms. But do you know when you were baptized? Do you know the date? Do you at least know the church? Theoretically, we should celebrate the day of our baptism with even greater solemnity than we do our natural birthdays. So today, we have a birthday to celebrate. Jaden's birthday into the life of grace, the eternal life of God. Something that he will have to learn about as he grows older. And that's why he has parents and godparents and the entire community. Because no one is a Christian on their own. This confession that we're called to make is not just in the presence of many witnesses so that they can hold us accountable. It's so that they can help us. We need each other. Because even after baptism, none of us are capable of living this out on our own. We need the whole church. We need the Eucharist especially, the beautiful gift of confession, the sacramental life of the church. Baptism is the gateway to the entire life of grace in the church. So today we bring Jaden to this font, and we wonder, maybe a little bit like they did with John the Baptist, you know, what then will this child be? We don't know, but we know that God has claimed him today. And God promises that he loses nothing of what he has been given. Jaden will have that grace of God throughout his life. We pray through the gift of his family and the church community, he may come to know Jesus more and more. And one day, like Timothy, like all of us, he will stand boldly and make a testimony before God. Perhaps even giving his life as his patron St. James the Apostle did. We don't know what kind of witness this little one will be called to give. But all of us are called to give our testimony. We now witness once again the beautiful rites of baptism so that all of us might be renewed and strengthen our testimony, our witness, our martyrdom for Jesus.